You know, the idea of sound and architecture, for instance, you know, architecture is already a visual thing. It's just an object. What it does is it defines space, right? It creates containers of empty space that are defined. Every little shape in architecture, it contains a certain sound signature, right? Similar to what we have here in the Bay. It's, you know, that the resonant frequencies in that space are different from the ones in the large space. That's why when you hear the piece, it sounds like it's in there, even though you hear a little bit of it outside. But you know, it's when you walk in that you really feel inside of it. But it doesn't really spill out so much, even though there's a big opening. And the reason why is because the frequencies in there are different from the ones in the larger room. And so you can create this kind of sense of, you know, which is very unusual because not a lot of people, even architects, think that way. Okay, so it's in the realm of sound artists that this idea becomes practical and implemented. That would be the idea of the luthier, right? The luthier builds architecture for the guitar, right? So that it likes all the sounds that the strings make, right?
Right.
So you would have to create something like the guitar body to be able to make that happen. Actually, I'm not so much interested in designing the architecture. I'm more intrigued by finding what's in there.
Well, you usually don't have a chance to build a building
right.
in order to make a sound. So more
yeah.
often you're taking the building that's there
right.
and designing to accommodate it. No?
But what I mean is I'm not so interested in designing a space so that it sounds in a certain way. I'm more interested in figuring out what sound belongs in the existing architecture. In other words, it provides something that makes you connect with the space in a different way. And so it's more like gardening. You know, it's like, well, if plants are sounds, then you kind of look for the things that actually go well with what's already there, right?
With the soil and with the light conditions.
Yeah, and so, you know, you create some kind of atmosphere that helps bring out all those things that were thought of when someone decided to build a building, but they didn't think about the sound.
And so on Lincoln Road,
although this piece is going to be kind of fixed, so the architectural space will pretty much be the same for everything that we show there. So, but what's going to happen is that every one of those pieces will need to be tuned to that space so that it feels like it belongs there, right? The thing is, when you hear music in the supermarket, you hear music in the elevator, what you hear is the thing about the content has to do with memory, has to do with things with music, right? But it doesn't really necessarily sound good in the elevator or in the supermarket.
Yeah, so, it's just, it happens to be there, but it's not, it doesn't make any particular connection to the space.
Exactly. This is not about that, about disconnecting from your reality and then go back to something else. It's not about rarefying the space that much. It's more about bringing out things that belong there, and in order to make you feel a little bit more connected to that space. That's the theory. And so the practice is what makes the art. So it's kind of like a question. It's like, what do we do here? What, you know, how can we achieve this? And I think that's basically, you know, and in some ways that happens by bringing sounds into it, sometimes by collecting sounds that belong in the same space. Different sound artists work in different ways. I happen to work with resonant frequencies, and I tune to those. It's hard to describe in visual terms, right? I can't paint a picture in people's minds, and it's difficult to describe the sound because I don't have that. We don't have that sophisticated language to talk about it unless
it's technical, in which case
technical.
It doesn't really evoke.
And even the technical language gives you a sense of what it is, but it doesn't connect you with it in a
life.
And you know, this is interesting because, you know, the people's responses to these pieces, some people will think this is spooky, some people think it's like wonderful.